16th of June 1884, Sunday, the sixth lunar day, Sri Ramakrishna was invited by one of his beloved disciples, Surendra, a householder, to feast at his garden house at Kankurbichi near Calcutta. These invitations were invariably occasion for the gathering of his disciples. The condensed gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, page 167. Followers and admirers, there were really occasions of festivity and rejoicing on which the name of God was chanted to the accompaniment of mridangas and other musical instruments. At this time, the master could be seen at his best, singing and dancing with joy. The joy of the Lord, and frequently lost in the state, in that blessed state of the soul, in the enjoyment of God's consciousness called Samadhi. On this occasion, when the singing of devotional hymn and the spiritual excitement which came with it were over, the company present was treated by the master to one of those divine bowls laden with sermon for the spiritual welfare of humanity, to a veritable feast of reason and flow of soul, which saw linger in the memory of those that had the rare good fortune, the privilege to listen to them. The first part of the day was given to Sankirtan, the singing forth of the name of the Lord. They were singing the songs, telling of the separation of the gopis from the Lord Sri Krishna, who had gone to Mathura. Radha is in pain. Milkmaids of Vrindavan, who loved the Lord Sri Krishna, then living in their midst as a shepherd boy. Sri Krishna is looked upon as an incarnation of God. He loved and was loved by everybody. He is the personification of divine love. Then, when 11 years old, he left Vrindavan. Why do you?
Why did you body a different
thing? Oh,
on the bank of Ganga, on the bank of Ganga, oh Ganga. Mother Ganga, Ganga Mai, Sarasvati, Sarasvati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, in this water. Gangamai, Gangamai, Mother Ganga, Gangamai. Why has my body been so golden? All of a sudden, it's the time for it.